जनाधिका न चैव न भविष्याम सर्वे मां अतः परम। दिस वर्स पार्शियली एक्सप्लेन लास्ट नाइट, इट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट सब्जेक्ट मैटर। इट्स नॉट the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, the knowledge is perfect. We are conditioned so under the rules and regulation of the material nature, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not under the rules and regulation of the material. That is defined. Both of us, we are living entities, as I explained. Nityanam, Chetana, Chetanana. God is also one of us. So far we are living entities, a concern. We are the same. Just like I explained last time, that we are samples of it. But he is complete. He is the whole. We are part and parcel. As part and parcel, there is tendency of being covered by mind. The example we can say that the sun and the sunshine. Sunshine means accumulation of shining particles. They are also individual, shining material, molecular parts. The cloud can cover the sunshine partial, not all. The sunshine is expanding millions and millions of miles. Out of that, 100, 200 miles may be covered by the cloud. So that portion of sunshine is called material world. Just try to understand. The God is just like sun. Krishna Surya. And the sunshine light is the Brahma Jyoti. Impersonal Brahma Jyoti is just like the sunshine. And Paramatma is just like the sun glow. To understand the absolute truth, we have to make progress from impersonal Brahma to localize Paramatma, and then from Paramatma to this Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God. This is the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti tat tattavidat satyam jagyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti Bhagavan iti satyam. And this Srimad Bhagavatam, when Sukadev Goswami was explaining that the duty of the human being is explained that first beginning is dharma. Dharmena hina pasuri samas. unless we come to the platform of understanding what is dharma or religion. Religion is not the exact translation of the word dharma. Religion is understood in English dictionary as a kind of faith. But dharma does not mean that. Dharma means your characteristics, which you cannot change. Just like water, water is liquid. That is the characteristic of water. It cannot be changed. Stone, hardness is the characteristic of the stone. It cannot be changed. If you say that water has now changed its characteristic, it has become now hard, stone. That is not actually the fact. Although water sometimes becomes hard like stone by the influence of atmosphere, it immediately begins to melt. That means it is going to its own characteristic, liquid. So when we speak of dharma according to Vedic understanding, dharma means your characteristic which you cannot change. Therefore, in other words, sometimes dharma is explained as sanatana dharma. Sanatana dharma. Sanatana means it has, you cannot change. So, you are eternal, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, text number 12. Natu eva aham jatu nasam natam nini janadupa. Na caiva na bhavishyama sarva vayam ataparam. Krishna says that both Arjuna, you, me, and all the persons, the soldiers, the kings, who are assembled in this battlefield of Kurukshetra, don't think that they did not exist in the past, nor they will not exist in the future. That means, present you can see, just like we are sitting together. Present you can see that you are there and here. Similarly, in the past also we are existing. And in the future also we shall exist. In the same way, as we are individual souls, we are assembled together for understanding something. Similarly, every individual soul is different from one another. We can understand by our present experiment. You are individual soul. I am individual soul. I do not agree with you in every respect. Neither you agree with me in every respect. All of us, we are what our individual. That is our character. That we cannot say. We have got our individuality, we cannot change. This is our character. And that individuality also meant for giving service. That's why you are all sitting here, every one of us. We are giving service. Nobody can say, I challenge anybody in this meeting, if he can say that he is not serving anybody. No. Everyone. Somebody is serving his family, somebody is serving his boss, somebody is serving his country, his community, his nation. Must be served. Must render some service. This is explained by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. that the characteristic of individual living entity is to remain eternal servant of Krishna. Jivir Purusha Nitya Krishna Dhan. Krishna Dhan. We do not become Krishna. This is a false thing. We never become Krishna. We cannot become even equal to Krishna. Asamau. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that God is not only great, but nobody is equal to Asama. Asama means not equal. Everybody is below. Eka bahunam ja vidudhastha. That is the statement in the Katha Upanishad. Nitya nityana, chetana chetanana, eka jub bahunam vidudhastha. This is the distinction between God and us. He is also living entity that Krishna comes, just like ordinary human being. And he works also with us. But that does not mean that Krishna is like us. No. That is a mistake. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Avajananti manamurha manasintanumasita param bhava vajananta. This is stated that those are murha. Murha means lascar or acid. They think that I am also equal to them, or they are equal to them. Avajananti man murha. They divide. They think Krishna is as good as I am. This God, thinking like this, is meant for the asset. Mura means that, who has no knowledge. Avajananti mana mura mana sintanuvasu. Param bhava jana. He does not know what is the background of my personality. And that is known by the devotee. So, this is the statement of Bhagavad Gita, and we should try to understand this verse very nicely. Krishna says, I existed. That means Krishna existed as the supreme law, not like us. Similarly, we existed also in the past as a character. That is the explanation of this verse. Because we are eternal servant of God. And that service attitude is misplaced. We have divided our service spirit in so many ways. Everyone is trying to render service. Big, big leaders, they also want to give some service. So, this is our service attitude, is our eternal attitude. It cannot be changed. Just like, say, today I am Muslim, tomorrow I will become Hindu. Today I am Christian, tomorrow I will become Muslim. This faith can be changed, but my characteristic that I am servant, that cannot be changed. It does not mean, suppose you are working in office. Now, today you are Hindu, and tomorrow you become Muslim. Does it mean in the office you become master? No. This is how it is there. Either you change your faith or don't change your faith, your characteristic to serve will continue. That is the reality. That is Sanatana. Sanatana means it is. Try to understand. So Sanatana, this word has been used in three or four places in the Bhagavad Gita. Mauivansa jiva bhuta, jiva loka sanatana, sanatana. These living entities, they are sanatana. And another place in the eighth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, this sanatana word is used. Parastasmasu bhava anya भक्त्या भक्त्या सनातन there is another star just like we have seen this star this is called material star and we have seen this star in one universe we according to our basic information this star is a thing this is the sky of one of the universe and there are millions of universe. We get this information from Vedic literature, Brahma Samhita. Jaska prabha prabhavato jagadandaku ti. Jagadanda means universe and koti means million. So the sky which has seen before us, this is one of the sky of the universe. There are millions. And all these universes combined together is one part creation of the Supreme Personality. That is fine in the body. Atava bahu maitino hingyati vatava. Vishkabhyaham idam kristam ekamsi nastuto java. This material world is being maintained by one of my plenary portions, who is known as Paramatma. I enter by one of my plenary portions. And this whole material world is maintained in that. This material world is one-fourth manifestation of God's creation. And the spiritual world is three-fourth manifestation. Which is known as Brahma Jyoti, there are millions and trillions of Vaikuntha planets. Vaikuntha planets, Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means Vigata Kuntha Dasma. Kuntha means anxiety. Just like within this material world, we are full of anxiety. Similarly, when we go to the spiritual world, there is also planet like this, but there is no kuntha, there is no anxiety. Here, anyone, up to Brahma, Abrahma Bhuvanal Lokan, Punarava Punar, even if you go to the highest planetary system within this universe, it says your anxiety is going. Your anxiety for what? Janyamushtu-jarabhyadi-dukkha-dukhāna-darshanam. This anxiety for death, anxiety for birth, anxiety for disease, these are the common substance of all our anxiety. Anxiety must be there. Therefore, when Prahlāda Mahārāja was asked by his father, my dear son, what nice things you have learned, will you come in strength? You are going to school. So Prahlāda Mahārāja said, Tathāda manne suravadra dejna sadā samudhita dhīyā asad dhā hityā purhātam dhīyam natūpam bala vratoja harimā kray. The father was a king and his son by nature, not by nature, he was in a trusted by Nārada Muni about devotional study, so he became perfect. That was the quarrel between the father and the son. The son was a great devotee and the father was a great ascetic. The father did not like that his son should be devotee. And father's son did not like that his father should remain an atheist. So there was misunderstanding. The son was right. But the father will not change his atheistic view. So anyway, after all, father and son, the relation is very affectionate, filial affectionate. The father asked, so whether his son has changed his view, my dear son, will you kindly explain what you have learned best? So he says, Tathāgumannes asurabhat. He is addressing his father asurabhat. Asura means demon. And bhajra means the top, bariyam. The first class was, he did not address his father as father. Asurabhat, my dear first class demon. Now I think you are asking me what is the best thing. So in my opinion, everyone is very, very anxious. But sadhumanne sirabhadra dehinam. Dehinam. Dehinam means one who has accepted this material body. He is called dehi. Practically, we do not require this material body. But we have accepted this material body for enjoying in this material world. In this spiritual world, we can simply remain as servants. We cannot become master. Because in the spiritual world, there is master is one, Krishna, a God. And everyone is servant. Jivir Sarupa and Mr. Krishna. That is our real position. Our real position is to serve. Now in the material world, we have come here to endure, but you are calling. This is called mind. Actually, you are not enjoying. You are serving. Suppose I become president of a certain state. What is my position? My position is to serve the country. But I am thinking now I am president. Similarly, in family life, the head of the family, he is thinking that he is master. But actually serving his wife, his children, his servants. So our actual position is service. We serve. Either I become president or minister or head of the family, head of the community, society, whatever I may be. My position is serve. But I am thinking that I have become master. This is called illusion. And sometimes when I become exasperated by becoming such master, false master. I give up this word. I say, Brahma Sattva Javan Mithya. This word is false. Now I shall become Brahma, the Supreme Brahma. I shall not become. This is just like the grace of power, the jackal and the archer. You have known, you have knowledge of this story. This jackal wanted to catch up the grace, and when he could not catch up, he gives it up, or the grace of power. He does not. Similarly, first of all, we try to become master. Master of family, master of society, master of community, master of nation, master of international theater, and when you are baffled, then we give up this word. So called give up. We cannot give up. But we say, Brahma Sattva Javan Mithya. This word is false. And now Brahma is Sattva. Therefore I shall become Brahma. You are already Brahma. Why you shall become? You are already Brahma. Because you are part and parcel of God. God is Brahma for a Brahma, and you are Brahma also. It's like your Spartan passes of the body, finger, that is of the same material as your whole body. The same blood, same skin, same bone. Similarly, we are already all Brahma. There is no mistake. Actually, one who is situated in his position, he knows that I am Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. So on. So on means, I am as good as Krishna and God. That he knows. Simply by our material understanding, he cannot realize. Actually, we are Brahma. Therefore, this Brahma realization is being explained by Krishna. This is Brahma. Brahma means Sanatana. Kitana. My dear Arjuna, you also existed, I also existed in the past, because you are Brahma. Otherwise, matter does not exist at all. Any matter, any material thing, you get, it does not exist. It has got a beginning, and it has got an end. And in the middle there are so many disturbances. Six kinds of change in the man, Sarvika. But still, so, Brahma, he does not say, Abhinasi Kutadavidhi, Jina Sarvam Idam Kosam. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Abhinasi, Nahan, Najayate Nam Yati Vatadasi, Nahan Nate Hannamani Sarivi. These statements are there. So, this is Brahma realized. That I have no death. I have no birth. This is Brahma realized. The birth and death is concerned with this God. And I am not this God. Dehinatrindhapadehi tomarudumanangira tathadrihantramprat. Just like I begin entity, I am always existing in this body. I am changing body so many times. I was a baby, I changed that body. I became a boy or a child. Then I became a boy, I changed my body. Then I became a young man, I changed my body. Then I became an old man, I changed my body. All those bodies, different types of bodies, babyhood, childhood, boyhood, youthhood, they are not gone. And now I am existing in this old body. But that does not mean that I am finished. No. I am acceptable. As I am changing different types of bodies, I am existing. Similarly, when I shall change this body, I shall exist in another body. Tatha dihantaram prati. Dhiya tattva na muhiyati. Dhiya means those who are spoken. He is not good. Adhira, there are two kinds of men. Dhira and Adhira. Adhira means senseless, crazy. And Dhira means who is bent. He is not built. He is not Dhira. So, when somebody dies, one is Dhira. He understands, my father, my brother, or my relative, or somebody else. He has simply changed his body. Tatha dihantaram prat. So what is the cause of lament? These things are discussed in Bhagavad Gita. But even if you have got affection for that God, it's still Krishna saying, Matra parta sukomtiya sitotna sukhudukhada avama apayina anitya dana sikhasabhara. My dear husband, even if you are very much affected when the body of your son or relative is finished, these things are temporary. Agamopaina onitya. This death is also temporary because he will accept him immediately as a part. So because you are accustomed, to think that this body is my son or my father, my dear, that there is some pain causing offense. Krishna says, these are temporary. I will not forever cry for your father, for son. Say one day, two days, 3 days. That's all. See, this vesla is temporary seasonal change. Agama paanya anitya. Matras par kastu. Shitoshna sukhadukkuna. Just like we are feeling now, very warm. That way you got air. This is due to change the optics. Again, sometimes it will come that we have to fall. It over. So the body is the same. The world is the same. But something comes and goes. It makes some change in the order. So we have to simply tolerate. Kāma kutikkasya bhārata. We should not be overwhelmed. This is not. This human form of life is meant for this knowledge. Therefore, Krishna is teaching. This is Brahmajnana. This Bhagavad Gita is actually Brahmajnana. To make one Brahma-bhūta by understanding the Bhagavad Gita, teachings of Bhagavad Gita, one realizes that he is Brahma. That is called Brahma. And as soon as one realizes Brahma-bhūta, now we are Jiva-bhūta. Jiva-bhūta. We have accepted this body as a I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Indonesian, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim, I'm black, I'm white. This is body. That's not the buddhi, it's not the iti dhāt. One who is in bodily concept of life. That's not the buddhi, it's not the iti dhāt. Sadhuttala, prāt, it's a bhomaita. Bhomaita. Now everyone is mad at that. Bhoma. Bhoma means the left. Because my body, by accident, my body is producing certain mess. Therefore I take this land as worshipable. Now it is going. Message. Buddha, Buddha, Puliyate. So where is your national? Your national home is back to home, back to God. That is your national. Real. Actual. That is called phenomena that I was explaining. There is another place, material, spiritual world. That is also called phenomena. And this jiva, the living entity, is also mentioned as phenomena. And Krishna is also mentioned as phenomena. When these three phenomena sometimes that is called Sanatana life. At any process that takes us to that Sanatana position, that is called Sanatana Dharma. That is called Sanatana Dharma. We know Sanatana Dharma. We are far from. But Sanatana Dharma is not limited to a certain class of man or certain class of society or certain kind of us. No. Sanatana Dharma is meant for all living. Because living entity is Sanatana. And God is Sanatana. And the place where you can exist Sitana, that place is called Sanatana. And the process is teaching us to go back to Sanatana land, Sanatana existence. That is called Sanatana Dharma. Try to understand. Most of our Hindus, they call the Sanatana Dharma. But the Sanatana Dharma is not limited for any particular type of society. It is meant for the whole human being. Living entity is Sanatana. So, when we accept it, when we understand what is Sanatana, and we employ our in that process, that is called institution of Sanatana. So we are spreading the Sanatana Dharma or Krishna consciousness movement throughout the whole world. Not on the superficial platform of this bodily concept of God. We are teaching everyone that you are not this body. Actually you are not. But because you are at the present moment, we are educated as first class rapture and fools, We are thinking that I am this boy. This is the defect of the modern civilization. But actually, what Krishna is trying to instruct Arjuna in heaven is not simply talking with Arjuna. Arjuna is simply married. Arjuna is simply married. He is talking to the whole human society, intelligence platform, that we exist. We are existing now, and we shall exist also in the future. This is Krishna. Eternity. So, Nasaivana Bhavishya, in the future of Krishna. Now we should consider what is the problem now. I was present in the past. I am now present in the present, and I shall exist in the future. What is my problem? The problem is, why I am changing this position of the past? I am philosophy. I am eternal. I am Brahmasu. That is the real. That I am Brahma. Brahma means it. But Krishna is Parabrahma. Param means the supreme, the chief. Therefore, there are two terms in the Vedic language. Atma, Paramatma. Brahma, Parabrahma. Ishara, Parameshara. There are two terms. We are not Parameshara, not Paramatma, not Parabrahma. Here Atma, Ishvara, you can say, I am Ishvara. What does this mean, Ishvara? Ishvara means consciousness. So, although we are carrying, at the same time we are conscious. That we can experience. I am now working in an office. I am carrying of this carrying, but I have given some power to control over tracking department. So simultaneously, I am present and conscious. As controller, I can be called Ishvara, Ishvara God, as conscious. But I am not controller, supreme controller. That I cannot, nobody can. That I am the supreme controller. That can. He can control a dozen of men, another can control a 100 men. Another can control a thousand or millions, but nobody can say that I am the controller of the whole universe. That is not possible. That controller is Krishna. Therefore, in the Kāsāya he says, Īśvara Parama Krishna. The supreme controller is Krishna. You are not Krishna. Controller means God. So you can become a God. But you are not supreme God. Therefore we use the word Godhead. Our magazine name is back to Godhead. Not to God. God that is something. Even the rascal is also God. That is another. But Godhead. That is explained in the Vedic culture. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. This is a planet. Ishvara Parama Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead is Krishna. And how he is as Satchidananda Vigraha. He has not his form. God is not formless. Vigraha. Vigraha means form. But what kind of form? Satchit Ananda. Sat means eternal. Chit means full of knowledge. And Ananda means full of bliss. In kind of form, Krishna speaks there, R.S. Nishpo, Ananda. You see, here is Krishna speaks there. He enjoys with his pleasure potency, Radha. That is his own potential. When Krishna is Parabrahma, this man. Parabrahma, Paramdhamma, Pavitram, Paramam, Abham. When Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita, he said, he addressed Krishna, not as Krishna, Before that, you are addressing Krishna because he is friend. Now, when he understood Bhagavad Gita, he understood Krishna also. He addressing Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Bhavitam, Paramam Bhavam. You are perfect. So, if Krishna is not actually, he is Param Brahma. So, when Param Brahma wants to enjoy, Paramamma must enjoy. So, Param Brahma is not without enjoy. Because, where from the idea of enjoyment comes, unless it is in the Param Brahma? That is described in the Vedanta. Athata Brahma Vijnana. Brahma, inquiry about Brahma, Parabrahma, both. So, what is that Parabrahma? Janma Adhastha Jataha. Where from everything comes. Everything. All men. So, this Ananda potency, we are seeking after Ananda. Everyone of us, we are seeking after pleasure. This is struggle for existence. Everyone wants to be happy, peace and pleasure. But where from this idea comes? From Vedanta Sutra says, Janma Adhastha Jataha, it also comes from Parabrahma. See, if Parabrahma has no such tendency, how can you where from this so-called love in this material world between young boy and young girl comes? There cannot be any existence. It is only perverted reflection of that greater potential of Radha and Krishna. It is only perverted reflection. It is not false. It is temporal perverted. That's why the example he sometimes gives me to mistake a rope and snake. The Mayamadi philosophy. They say it is Maya. But it is not Maya. When you mistake a snake as mistake a rope as a snake, that is not Maya. That is illusion. You can call it Maya. But if snake is there, you cannot say because it is rope. Therefore, there is no snake. The snake is there. Otherwise, how come to the idea of snake? The snake is a fact. But you are mistaken. The rope and snake, that is your mistake. But snake is not an illusion. Snake is a fact. Similarly, the another example is given. Just like in the desert, the mine. In the desert, sometimes the animals find that water is hard amount of water. And they have, when they are thirsty, they jump over and go further, further, further. But because there is no water, he dies. But no sane man goes after that one. But water is not false. That water is being sought in a false place. Similarly, the pleasure became too such man or woman. That is not false. But we are seeking that pleasure in a false place in this material. Therefore we are done. It is a great time. So there is the place, this sex attraction. But that sex attraction is not material. Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrititi. Alladini Sakti Rasna. He not manabati deho bhedo gato. Try to understand. For Brahma perception, Brahma pleasure, a great sensitive person, he gives up everything material. He takes sannyas. He goes undergoes serious penance just to realize Brahmana. So, when Brahmana, a person, ordinary person to realize Brahmananda, he gives up everything material. Do you think Krishna, the Parabrahma, is enjoying something material? Describe what is. Krishna does not enjoy anything. He is for a Brahma. For understanding Brahma, clearer. In a person is recommended to give up everything material. And when the Parabrahma wants to enjoy, that he means that he is going something material. This is our mission. This is our mission. When Parabrahma enjoys, he, but the difficulty is that his mind is philosopher. They cannot understand that in the spiritual world there is also pain. Their foolish brain cannot accommodate. Because here in this material world, they have got very bad experience of this material. They want to make the spiritual world dear or impart. Due to less interest. But actually, real life, real pleasure, eternal pleasure, is there in this spiritual world, not in this material. So, from Bhagavad Gita, it is very scrutinizingly, this word is flown, not by malinterpretation, but actually as it is. Then we can understand what is our eternal life, what is our eternal pleasure, how we can satisfy that. Everything is flown. Everyone can go. Everyone can transfer himself in the spiritual world. Simply by understanding Krishna. That's right. And the Krishna understanding is there. Krishna is explaining himself in Bhagavad. If you do not introduce your so-called fully product, then you get actually back to home, back to Godhead by simply studying Bhagavad. But if you add your fully rapturous product, the Krishna means this and that means this, this means that. Then you are gone. Study Bhagavad Gita as it is. You get all information. How to realize Brahma, Aham Brahma, so on. Don't misinterpret. Though there is no, just like Krishna, this heart is very plain. This verse says, nothing eva aham jatum nasam. Very difficult. My dear Arjuna, both I, you, it is not that. I did not exist, you did not exist. Neither has the soldier. Where is the difficulty to understand? Why should we misinterpret? Dharma khetre, kuru khetre, samaveta, vijustava, mamata, pandava, seiva, kumapu, vata, sanjay. No, the main meaning is very plain. That Dhritarashtra is asking his tribal secretary Sanjaya, my dear Sanjaya, Mamaka, my sons, and Pandava, my brother's sons, Pandava, they assemble Dharma Khetri Kurukshetra in the Kurukshetra field, which is known as Dharma Khetra, the religious pilgrimage. After that meeting, what did they do? Then why is he difficult to understand this verse? But unfortunately, one so-called scholar or so-called foolish man is son, he says Dharma Khetra, Kurukshetra means this word. Then where he gets this meaning, sir? But he says, explaining this way, the Pandava means I sense. So which can you find? This is going. This Rastadam is going. If you give up this Rastadam, simply read Bhagavad Gita, as it is, then you become successful. That is our teaching. Krishna Paramahansa. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.